Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Bo, Week 15, 7th Aliyah. This observance will be for you like a sign on your hand and a reminder on your forehead, that the law of the Lord is to be upon your lips, for the Lord brought you out of Egypt with His mighty hand. Exodus 13, verse 9. How can we understand the parallelism between both worlds? The Torah commands the sons of Israel to put a sign upon their arm in between their eyes. The Hebrew text doesn't say, like a sign, but for a sign, which leads us to believe that this is not about anything symbolic, invisible, but about something specific, physical. In other words, the Eternal commands those of the circumcision to put a physical sign on their arms and the head to remember something. These signs serve a deeper purpose as well. Whatever the Eternal does, He does in several worlds at a time. Material things are the result of heavenly things, and material things speak of the heavenly ones. There is also a spiritual relationship between material and spiritual. In this way, the material doesn't exclude the spiritual and vice versa. The fact that this message has a spiritual dimension doesn't take its material importance away. And since there is a connection between the material and heavenly things, the ones who wear a tefillin on the arm and forehead will have a connection with the heavenly world through them. One doesn't rule the other out. Both worlds live in parallel and do not oppose each other. We can learn a lesson of all that happened on the first redemption. What happened then will happen on the second redemption, the final one. There is a symbolism between the two redemptions. Pharaoh symbolizes the prince of this world, Satan. Egypt symbolizes the current world system. The sons and daughters of Israel symbolize all mankind. Physical slavery symbolizes man's bondage to sin. Moshe was the first deliverer. Messiah will be the second one. In conclusion, the Messiah will deliver us from the power of evil to take us to everlasting freedom. Blessed be the Almighty for the deliverer that will soon come. Shabbat Shalom.